Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is with us. Her book is The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. She's also the host of Catholic Moms Cafe on EWTN. Good morning, Donna Marie.
Hey, good morning, Anna. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And looking forward to talking to you as we look forward to the canonization of Mother Teresa on September 4th. And I know she was a friend of yours. How did it come to be that you were able to develop a friendship with Mother Teresa?
I know. What a question. Wow. Well, the only thing I could say to answer that is divine providence, because, you know, I never in my wildest imagination would have ever thought that I could even meet Mother Teresa, never mind, you know her for 10 years and share a beautiful correspondence with her and to see her on so many occasions. So it was really God's doing. I had nothing to do with it. I was trying to mind my own business and put one foot in front of the other and walk in faith and raise my kids in the faith. And you know, along the way came some troubles, all different things, and that were tough. I talk about it in my memoir, The Kiss of Jesus, that you mentioned. But one of the troubles was my husband actually was in a really terrible cult. C-U-L-T, in case you can't understand what I'm, you know, the way I'm pronouncing it. And so I heard that Father John Hardin was helping people with this, and I got in touch with him, and he ended up having us go visit him in Washington, D.C. And while we were there, he said, by the way, you know, you really should go see the Missionaries of Charity and their Home for the Dying, because they do amazing work. You know, it's Mother Teresa's work. And you know, so he encouraged us to go over there, and we did, and I didn't know Mother Teresa was there. I didn't even know she was in the country at the time, so it was really amazing. We didn't see her that first day there, but the sisters invited us back the following day to a private mass. So that's where, you know, I caught my first glimpse of this world-renowned saint of the gutters, you know, in Washington, D.C., and it was when she walked quietly past me in her bare feet in the little chapel to kneel down for Mass. And I was there with my children huddled around me, trying to be sort of quiet in that little room. So there's just so much to it that I could tell you. But that's when I first laid eyes on her. And I was just so feeling so blessed. You know, it was like she radiated so much of Jesus's love, and there was so much joy about her and all the sisters. And so, you know, we had a beautiful encounter after the Mass, which I detail in my books. And then after that, it was amazing how a correspondence unfolded between the two of us, and she would end up writing me 22 letters over the years, and I was able to see her on 12 more occasions. Some of them were private, and she gave me such counsel and shared her wisdom with me, and it was just amazing. She became a spiritual mother to me, and I kept this kind of quiet over those years way back when. You know, I didn't want to brag that I knew Mother Teresa. So, but then later on, our Lord showed me how I need to share her with the world, you know, and he gave me this opportunity as a Catholic author and speaker and TV host to just share her with the world. And, you know, whatever I have learned from her, I just want to pass along.
Well, sadly, we're not going to have enough time to get into everything that you have learned from Mother Teresa. I mean, obviously, you probably talk for hours about that, Donna Marie. But when you look ahead to her canonization on September 4th, what are one or two lessons that really stand out to you as you start to come to grips with the fact that you were friends with a canonized saint?
Yeah, well, I can't even really wrap my mind around that in some way, you know, in one way, but in another way, my heart is rejoicing, you know, that I knew Father Hardin, who I think is a saint, too, and Mother Teresa, you know. So I'm just giving glory to God for, you know, those blessings of knowing them. But for Mother Teresa, you know, a couple of things real quickly. Love begins at home. She would constantly, you know, remind us that we need to start our love there. We need to concentrate on those nitty-gritty details in the domestic church, those little, you know, little things that could be huge in God's eyes when we offer them with love. So there are a lot of sacrifices in raising a family and in loving your spouse and all the things that we do in the home, you know, to offer tenderness and forgiveness and all of that. You know, it means a lot. And a lot of times we go through the motions or we think it's, you know, not really making a difference. But gosh, you know, we're raising little saints to heaven in that domestic church. So love begins at home. Make sure we're loving and doing all we should do there before we run out to try to convert the world. You know, we a lot of times think we have so much to do out in the world. And yes, we do, but make sure we get our priorities straight. That was something important from Mother Teresa. And another thing I can mention quickly that I think is so profound is that she would say it's far easier to serve a dish of rice to meet the need of hunger for someone on the other side of the world than it is to serve that dish of rice, which I interpret to dish of love, to someone in your own home or neighborhood. So in other words, again, you know, you need to start at home. You need to, sometimes, you know, it's going to be more difficult. You're going to get that pat on the back out there in the world, maybe, you know, for doing some good deed. But in the home, are you going to be noticed? No, not necessarily. Are you going to be thanked? No, not necessarily. But in heaven, you will, you know. And so those little hidden, you know, acts of love, all of those are so important and so profound, really. They transform human hearts. So those are some lessons from Mother Teresa to remember the little things, to remember, and also one-on-one encounters. She wasn't jumping up on the nearest table and preaching to the masses. She did when she had a chance. She would speak to crowds, you know, when she was invited to speak. But for the most part, all of her evangelization was done one-on-one, just as ours, you know, our Lord calls us to do the same. Our evangelization should happen one-on-one, on the telephone, in the neighborhood, in the household, in the workplace. And there's so many opportunities that we can mention God in our conversation, that we can mention prayer, or that we can offer our heart to that other person. And then they open up.